here's a story from The World.
In Haiti, the healthcare system was among the worst in the Western Hemisphere. That was before COVID-19. And there's now concern that coronavirus cases are being severely underestimated. But since Haiti's first case hit, the pandemic has taken some surprising turns. The World's Alana Gordon spoke with one nurse about how she and others have been navigating the uncertainty.
Graciela Cadet started to become really anxious in early March. The pandemic hadn't reached the country yet.
We were afraid, very afraid here, because we know all the limitation we have, all the challenges we are facing.
Cadet is Deputy Chief Nursing Officer at the NGO Partners in Health Main Teaching Hospital of Mirabelais. In a country of some 11 million people, she says this lead hospital only had the capacity to treat about 20 critically ill patients, as in those who might need a ventilator.
So that makes us nervous.
The hospital and a few others did add on some more beds and isolation units. But still, long before COVID-19, Haiti's health system has struggled. Widespread protests over government corruption and a lack of essential resources prompted even doctors to go on strike last fall. Then, on March 19th, Haiti's first two identified coronavirus cases were announced, imported from the U.S. and Europe. Cadet remembers that day well.
It was a nightmare. I received so many calls saying, are you ready? Are you ready?
But she says at first, it was the fear of this new virus, not the arrival of the virus itself, that posed an even bigger threat. As has happened in other countries, people who were thought to be infected with COVID-19 were violently targeted, as were health workers.
Instead of seeing them as hero, they were trying to put shame on them.
Some newer COVID-19 units being built were burned.
They were saying that we don't want COVID-19 unit here because once we got it, then everybody in the community is going to die just because there's a patient there.
Popular rumors circulating claim that hospitals are the ones responsible for killing people. There's even a phrase for this, the coronavirus injection. All of this has impacted care.
People were afraid to come to the hospital. And either they come too late or when they come and you tell them, ma'am, you're going to go to the COVID unit because you got coronavirus. They say, no, I'm not going there. I prefer to go home. And some die in their way back to home because they refuse to enter a COVID unit.
Cadet says when her own dear family friend became sick, the woman asked her for advice, but didn't want to come in. She was only brought to the hospital after she was already unconscious.
I'm sure if she came earlier, maybe we could save her. But when I got those thoughts, I said to myself that I did my best.
Haiti has since launched a massive education campaign. On radio, TV, and social media, on how to prevent COVID-19 and how to support people who are infected. Cadet says information is much more widespread.
That helped a lot.
So far, Haiti has not gotten slammed nearly as badly as anticipated.
We expected to have a million cases, but so far we got only 6,000.
Less than 10,000 cases. It's difficult to know the real count. Again, many people aren't getting care or getting tested. The official death toll from COVID-19 is less than 200. Cadet is not entirely sure why this is, but one thing she can see is that many people's attitudes are changing. Now, health workers are being thanked in the community, not vilified.
Oh, when I look back, I said that we come far.
Still, she's uneasy about the future. The biggest outbreak in the Caribbean is just across the border in the Dominican Republic, a place many Haitians go back and forth for work. Cadet's frustrated with testing delays, a lack of coordination, and shortages of personal protective equipment and medical oxygen. Then, just a few weeks ago, Haiti's international airport reopened. Cadet points out that a big Haitian community is just a flight away in Florida, which is now a major hotspot.
I am definitely worried because I am afraid that we're going to have our cleanse of coronavirus cases again.
Haitians have been stuck in the U.S. waiting to get back. Others are being deported. Since flights resumed, at least 40 imported cases have been documented in Haiti, leaving Cadet back to where we started this story, anxious and uncertain. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.